A student-run community pantry is a way J.D. Hogarth public school students are using grant money to give back to the community. Known as the Community Food Cupboard, the funding and student initiative allows the kids to build and stock this pantry next to the church on Bellside Avenue East in Fergus. The UGDSB offers experiential learning grants to all K-12 plus educators to support local projects. The board says classroom-specific projects are eligible for up to $1,000, while department, division, or school-wide projects can apply for up to $3,000. Part of the Equity and Inclusion Club involved students range from grades 3 to 8. The program has utilized this experiential learning, a style of learning project lead and grade 7 teacher Nava Zarabian says has much value.
It opens up more of the world to the students, and it also makes more connections within the community, maybe where there might be misconceptions of what students are capable of, and see what students can do, right? They can build the pantry themselves. They can get it out to the community and stock it themselves. Like, kids are way more capable than sometimes we think they are.
Experiential learning, she explains, goes beyond just a teacher teaching a lesson, and allows students to find conflicts and solutions to real-world problems outside the classroom. Stocked with non-perishables, hygiene products, and even the odd bit of fresh fruit and veggies, the pantry is filled by students with the help of Zarabian and the community. Zarabian says the message behind the experiential learning project is clear. Let young kids be more aware of the community they live in.
The ultimate goal of this project, I would say, is to allow our students to become more aware of those around them, knowing that everyone has different needs, everyone has different resources available to them. We can all make a difference and we can all be united. So just seeing that community growth and being excited to help others.
There are 38 total projects on the grant, including a new podcast project and a musical in the works. This is Riley Gillespie Wilson reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.